Hey, we got Mick on the line from Mick's Bait Shop. And Curtis, how was the weekend on the Isthmus of Curtis there?
Awesome. It was an awesome weekend.
Oh. Did it feel summer-like?
It's getting there. We've got sunshine today with a little bit of wind, so it's coming.
I know it's going to be cool for a few days here, but it's supposed to warm up very nicely by the weekend. Let's talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend. Where do you want to start? What was the hottest fishing over the weekend?
Walleye.
Oh.
Walleye. We had our walleye tournament last weekend, and that went very well. So we'd like to thank Merrillcraft Boats for sponsoring our first prize.
Nice.
Merrillcraft and Watson's Marina. So, you know, I mean, that was a big help for the tournament, too. We just had an awesome group of guys out there fishing, or people, I should say. And it was just a fun time for everybody.
Excellent. So what was the biggest walleye?
3.35 pounds, about 21 and a half inches.
And a lot of fish were caught?
Yes. A lot of fish were caught, a lot of good times had. So,
what was the hot bait?
Actually, it was leeches and crawlers on a crawler harness.
Okay. Leeches and crawlers. And then was there any color to the blades or beads or anything like that?
That weekend it was pink. Now it's changed to more of a chartreuse, green, purple.
Oh, all right.
And I do have those here, yes.
Okay, that's good to hear. So you want to give a plug to the big winners?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that, sure. Eric Cecil took first place from the Sioux. Gary Nelson from our area here took second place. And then William Bringold took third.
Nice.
Kudos to those three, to everybody, actually, because it was just an awesome tournament.
Well, I love people that support tournaments like that, too. So let's give one more plug. Merrillcraft Boats, they were your first prize. That's awesome. And, of course, Watson's Marina.
Merrillcraft and Watson's Marina, yes.
Yeah, Watson's Marina there in Curtis. So very cool. Well, we got to get to the bluegills and crappies, plus the pike and muskie fishing. And we're going to find out about a bass fishing tournament happening on the lakes around Curtis this coming weekend. So stay tuned for part two with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.